it would delight me if I wrote a book that was so fabulous that Meryl Streep won her, 15th Oscar for being in the movie version of it. And it was celebrated and people read it all over the place. And I mean, that's just fun. It's like writers are anonymous and lonely. Okay. Even the well-known ones.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley. Today, I'm interviewing Jacqueline Michard. If this is the first you're hearing of Jacqueline, well, really, you need to go back 2 episodes ago and hear her full bio. But the brief version is that she's a number one New York Times bestselling author whose newest book is A Very Inconvenient Scandal, about a young woman dealing with the fact that her recently widowed father has just married her best friend, and whose first book is The Deep End of the Ocean, which was Oprah's very first book club pick and has sold over 3 million copies. And in between those 2 books, there are, if I can do my math quickly here, 21 others, and she's working on another. We've been talking about how Jacqueline first started writing. She has kind of an incredible origin story that includes multiple voicemails from Oprah Winfrey on her answering machine. And we also, in Wednesday's episode, talked about some of the inner things that she's confronted and dealt with and continues to deal with in order to be able to create her work. And that conversation was fascinating. So go back and listen if you haven't heard it yet. Today, we're going to find out what's currently brewing for Jacqueline and what she knows at this moment about where her personal through line is leading her next. So Jacqueline, what is currently inspiring you? Like, what is just perking up your ears and getting you excited?
Well, I am always excited about, until I finish it and realize that I have missed the mark in some way, the book that I'm working on is always very exciting to me. But I also love to look forward to the books that my friends are writing. And even though I know that I am going to, a couple of my friends use the word jealous as a verb. I'm jealousing person. I'm jealousing this person. I also just celebrate the work that they do. And among them, I just finished reading Kristen Hannah's book, The Women. And I jealous her a lot because she is not only really skilled and prolific, she's beautiful and lives in Hawaii and seems to have a good time every day. I'm sure she doesn't. I'm sure that it's true that everybody wakes up crying sometimes. And my mentor was a great science fiction writer, but I do not read science fiction except for the fact that one of my favorite books in the past few years, and the book that I use most often as a teacher, is called Station 11 by Hilary St. John Mandel, I jealous her too. She just decided, I'm going to give up being a famous dancer and become a famous writer. Okay, good for you. And she has continued to write amazing books, all of which I have read. I just finished reading Ann Patchett's new book, Tom Lake, that was inspired by Our Town. And talk about jealousing. I just stand in awe and joy of her talent. My friend and Adrienne Brodeur wrote a wonderful novel recently called Little Monsters that I absolutely love. My closest friend, who also is the founder of an organization for women writers called the Tall Poppy Writers, is Anne Garvin, who writes amazingly funny books about who believes everything is funny and a little bit sad. The most recent one is about a woman who is in trouble with the IRS, so she decides to become a costumer in Hollywood. And it's called I Thought You Said This Would Work. And so I'm excited by the things that I'm reading that and when I stay up at night, it's watching crime shows. I'm devoted to watching crime shows, British ones.
Okay. Like, what's one of the more recent ones or one that you've watched more recently?
Anything that's on Acorn TV, like Shetland, all 9 seasons of it. It just seems that they approach, that there isn't such a slapdash approach to crime. There's more of a cerebral component with it. It's, and Happy Valley, some of those have just been wonderful. And I stay up late listening to podcasts. There's a podcast called Uncanny. It's in its 4th season, and it's done by a British guy named Danny Robbins. And it's based on what he says, that, which was also what Arthur Conan Doyle said, I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm afraid of them. It's about all kinds of supernatural stuff, and it's really well done. And I love a great podcast like Dirty John, you know, Serial. I love all of those kinds of things. And this is why, because words, even though I love music, words are really my music. Mm. And telling me a story is the most bewitching thing that you can possibly do for me. I can remember one time in Hawaii at the lamented, great lamented Maui Writers Conference that they don't have anymore, listening to William S. Merwin read poetry. Mm. And an hour went by in the space of a breath. Just when you, they say nothing lasts forever except a poetry reading. But this was extraordinary. And hearing words, hearing someone tell you a story is one of the most satisfying things that I can possibly imagine. I would love it if someone would read aloud to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like podcasts. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are there any changes that you either are aware that you're trying to make or things that you can sense that you need to shift?
Recently, I lost a lot of weight and I'm happy now. I'm happy with that. I'm a short, smaller type person. Mm-hmm. I always have to have everything hemmed. And now I feel that even though I still have a bum knee, I'm getting around in my life a lot more. And that's a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. And that's a very prosaic thing, but it leads to a lightness of spirit that I didn't have before. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that my body was an enemy to me. Mm. And now I feel like at least we're on speaking terms. And I live on Cape Cod, for God's sake. It's a destination. I really wish I would go out there and experience more of it. But I am the great writer Jane Hamilton, who wrote A Map of the World and other books, is a close friend of mine. And she says, you're more of a nature call girl than a nature girl, because I like to experience it through the window. Mm-hmm. Of almost anything. And I wish that that were not the case. So those, if to get around more and to get out more and actually to have a life outside of my head, mm-hmm. is probably a goal that I have, because I'm too much in my own head and yeah. too much in the place where I work, which is right here where I'm sitting talking to you, which is on my bed with my lap desk.
I've heard that described as being indoorsy.
An indoor cat. That's yeah. what my husband calls me, an indoor cat.
And what is your grooviest idea of what the future holds for you? So just what would delight you if it came to pass?
It would delight me if I wrote a book that was so fabulous that Meryl Streep won her, 15th Oscar for being in the movie version of it. And it was celebrated and people read it all over the place. And I mean, that's just fun. It's like writers are anonymous and lonely. Okay. Even the well-known ones, you don't get out there in, I mean, you give lectures, you do things, but you don't get out there as much as other kinds of performers. And writing is a performing art. It's an act. It's a dance. It's this, a performing art that you do anonymously, or let's say invisibly. Recently, I was at the Irma Bombeck Conference in beautiful Dayton, Ohio. There were 500 women there and some men too, all of them writers. And it was just so exciting to be speaking to a huge group like that and being able to talk about the subjects of what inspires a writer and what inspires discourse among people. And so, yes, I would love to be able to see something. Having a movie made, I've had two of my books made into movies, one of which may never be released because of a vendor dispute thing. But it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. And you got to have fun. Yeah. You know, my cup from the Irma Bombeck Writing Conference says, when you lose humor there, that's the end of civilization. So you got to have some fun once in a while.
We're going to shift into our fast five questions here at the end. One we've already covered, which is the last book or show you stayed up too late reading or watching. You gave us so many wonderful recommendations. I can't wait to consume them all, the ones that are new to me. And we've already talked about your morning beverage of choice, but I'm curious, do you have a go-to snack? Like, you're going to reward yourself for doing a little writing, you're going to wander into the kitchen, what would it be?
Well, if I was going to indulge, it would be bagels with tomatoes. I were going to not indulge, but have something terrific, it would be pistachio nuts.
Okay. And what song do you listen to when you need a pick-me-up? You're dragging in the afternoon, or you're a little sad?
There are a couple of them. One of them is Nine of Diamonds by Phoebe Snow. Do you know that song?
I don't. I know Phoebe Snow, but I don't know that song.
There's a Canadian band, they've been around forever, a girl group called The Roaches, and their song, The Married Men, is my maybe almost favorite song. Or in the morning, if I need to feel joyous, I play the song God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, which Paul McCartney said was the most perfect pop song. And I agree with that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And what's your favorite time? So it could be time of day, time of year, specific month, a specific day.
The gloaming is my favorite time, right before the sun goes down, when everything is sort of forgiving and a little bit sweet and a little bit sad. And this time of year, Martin Amis famously said of his great friend who's now dead, Christopher Hitchens, that theirs was a relationship in which the month is always May. And I love May because it looks like summer and sometimes it feels like summer, but there are no bugs. And if there were no bugs altogether, that would be fine with me. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, and insects just do one horrible thing after another.
And what meal would you ask for if someone said they'd make or order absolutely anything that you want?
I really know this. It would be pasticcio lasagna with both marinara. I'm a vegetarian, with both marinara sauce and bechamel sauce.
Ooh, sounds tempting.
I mean, that probably has about 2,000 calories per bite. But I've had it once in New York, and it was the most amazing consumption experience I've ever had. So yes, that's what I would ask for. And I have a daughter-in-law and a son who are chefs.
Oh.
But I would request one of them make that for me for Mother's Day. If they hear this, Dan, Olivia, come on, get with the program.
Okay. I'm going to work to get this out before Mother's Day so that they still have time to go to the store and get all the ingredients. All right. Well, and tell us, where would you like people to connect with you?
Well, I have all kinds of social media and no one else has the same name as I do.
Okay.
Anywhere. So if you look up Jacqueline Michard anything on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, there will be, and a subscribe, on also my website, which is oddly enough called JacquelineMichard.com, where you can subscribe to my Substack, The Gasp, and get on my mailing list. And also, I have a bi-weekly, no, not bi-weekly, a twice-monthly, yeah, I guess that is bi-weekly, contest in which I ask a question about fiction, not my fiction.
Okay.
And send out a favorite book from my library, one of my books signed, a sleep mask, a pen, and a journal for the winner.
So what a great prize.
It's kind of a nice prize. So
yes. Well, I just wanted to let everybody at home know that I will include links to everything in the show notes to this episode that I publish at my Substack, katehanley.substack.com. So for you want to go straight to the books, you want to go straight to Jacqueline's websites and social media platforms, it'll all be there for you. And Jacqueline, I want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. You're a great interviewer. It was lots of fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thanks to our listeners. We both appreciate you being here so much. I hope that you will come back next week. And take care. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Finding the Throughline airs one interview per week, broken up into three episodes that come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Skip the ads and get each interview in one longer episode by becoming a paid subscriber at katehanley.substack.com. Even if you aren't ready to get out your wallet just yet, become a free subscriber at katehanley.substack.com and receive the full show notes with links to everything my guests and I cover. However you listen, thank you. Finding the Throughline is edited by Sound Advice Strategies. Connect with me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.